Let's go. So 46 from the law of the Ovut. From the article, all of Israel have a part in the next world. Concerning Abraham and Avimelech, and the two of them made a covenant. Baal HaSulam asked, if two people understand that it is worthwhile for them to love each other, why should they make a covenant? How does an act of seemingly signing a contract help? What does it give us? Then he said, it gives us that when we make a covenant, we mean that since it is possible that something might separate them, they are making a covenant now, so that just as now they understand that there is love and equivalence between them, this covenant will persist even if afterwards thing will come that should separate them. Still, the connection they are establishing now will be permanent. Accordingly, we should say that if afterwards thing will come that should separate them, we should say that each one should go above reason and say that they will not notice what they see within reason, but go above reason. Only in this way can the covenant hold, and there will be no separation between them.
יכול להתקיים הברית ושלא יהיה פירוד ביניהם.
Next.
No, the next one.
47 from Ol Vashemesh. The most important is for each and every one to annul himself completely and not think of himself as righteous or that he counts at all among the friends. It is known that in every 10 there is a Shekhinah, and this is a complete level. In a complete level, there are head, hands, legs, and heels. It follows that when every person regards himself as nothing in society, then he regards himself as a heel compared to the society, while they are the head, the body, and the higher organs. When each one thinks of himself in this way, they make the gates of the abundance and every lushness in the world open up to them. And the most important is that righteous who can best grasp a discernment that is more null than all of them. Through him, all the abundance flows.
Meaning what? Read the next excerpt.
Number 48 from Rabash, article number 18. When we hear the voice of the Creator speaking to the heart, as in he who comes to purify Zayded, and it was interpreted in the Holy Zohar that he is aided by a holy soul, meaning that the heart hears the voice of the Creator, and then specifically the voice of holiness receive the governments all over all the desires, meaning the desire to bestow, and naturally they will not turn back to folly, meaning he will not sin again because all the desires of reception have surrendered under the desire to bestow. At that time, all the good pleasantness appears to the heart, for then there is room in the heart for instilling the Shekhinah, and the gentleness and pleasantness and flavor and friendship spread and fill up all of man's organs. This applies specifically when hearing the voice of the Creator. At that time, the whole body surrenders and enslaves itself to holiness.
No, Michelle.